Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked? Yeah, I did say cocked and locked. And are you sitting up straight? Well, good. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Greg Glesher is with us. Welcome, Greg.
Good morning, Vincent.
Hey,
so Greg, what a world we live in.
I just wanted to mention two quick things before we get into topics of today's class. I asked for two miracles on air. One was for the continuation of USA Prepares as a broadcast classroom, and that was granted in full. The second one I asked for was that our daughter would be healed and survive needing a liver transplant. And that was delivered in installments, and it's continuing to be delivered in installments. Her liver is healing all by itself, and it looked like there was no possibility of that. So two miracles I've seen right in front of you, class. And today, if I'm not overdrawn on asking for miracles, I'd like to ask for the third. One of your instructors is quite ill, seriously ill. And that instructor could use nothing short of a miracle. If you pray, would you please consider adding a USA Prepares instructor who will be nameless at this point to your list of prayers, because we need nothing short of a miracle. Okay, I am not, have not been authorized to even say that, but I did. And frankly, we have lost some instructors we lost Bob Chapman to pancreatic cancer. We lost a guy at another network who, you all know his name, and he died. And the information about what he died from is unclear. He was my best friend. And we lost Kurt Wilson to COVID. And COVID has reared up again and has put one of our instructors in very serious harm's way. So that's why we need another miracle. One other thing I'd like to share with you is about heat pumps. You know, it's 3 degrees here at the farm. Three. We put up infrared lights 3 feet above the chickens, closed in the chicken house to make sure it's not quite airtight, but almost. The chickens are huddled under two heat lamps, and they survived 2 days so far, and so all is looking well. The water's frozen in their chicken house. So they're pretty hardy, but it really slows them down, and it'd slow anybody down at 3 degrees. So I just wanted to mention that some people have heat pumps. Heat pumps are air conditioners. They're the same thing. And if you feel the outside air of an air conditioner, you know, the fins, you'll see that it blows warm air out of the outside fins of a window air conditioner. So what happens is it's a heat pump. An air conditioner is a heat pump. It takes the heat out of the room and dumps it through a heat exchanger with Freon or refrigerant, and it dumps it outside. Now, if you turn that around, you take the outside heat and you put it in the house. That would be a heat pump used in the wintertime. Some people think that they work, you know, at all temperatures. Well, at 35 degrees Fahrenheit, the efficiency of them is really degraded, and they almost stop working. 25 degrees, we can consider them almost useless. It's 3 degrees here. So if we were dependent on a heat pump, we'd be freezing to death right here, right now. Unless we had some kind of a backup system, like an electric resistive element, or a propane backup, or something like that. So I just want you all to know that if you're thinking everything's going to be great because you got a new heat pump, and the temperature drops like it did here, you know, 40 degrees in a day, and you're down to 3 degrees, your heat pump won't work unless you have a backup system for it. I just wanted to share that with you. So what's the sweet spot for a heat pump? Huh, you're not going to believe it. 55 to 65 degrees is the sweet spot. So if it's 55 degrees outside and you want your house to be 70, it'll work just fine. If it's 65 degrees outside and you want to bring it up to 75 degrees, it'll work just fine. But it won't work worth a darn at 3 degrees. Greg, back to you.
Yeah, and you got to consider the fact that to drill those holes in the ground necessary for those heat pumps is extremely expensive. I don't, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars. It's like drilling a well, like drilling a water well. So is it really worth that effort? Absolutely not. I would.
And we're talking about multiple kinds of heat. We're talking about multiple kinds of heat pumps. There's air-to-air, which is what I was describing, using outside air as the heat source. Then there is a ground source, meaning you take a loop of plastic pipe and you bury it in the ground, you know, hundreds and hundreds of feet, like 500, 600 feet, 1,000 feet. You bury it in the ground and you circulate a like an ethylene glycol in there, and you absorb the heat from the ground. And then the other one is a well. You drill
that
a well.
That does work. A lot better than the method you were talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Then the other one is you drill a well and you use the 60 or 55 degree water temperature of the well and to extract the heat from the water in the well, and then you put the water back in the well. And I really wouldn't like that if my neighbor had one of those, because anything going wrong could contaminate the entire well for the whole village.
Absolutely.
Yep. Back to you, Greg.
Yeah, so on that note, if you've got a good ambient temperature, maybe of 60 to 65 degrees under the ground, which we do at the latitude we are, you can just bury pipes, a series of pipes, and blow the air through it, circulate the air through it to cool your house. And also, that will also heat your house to that 65 degrees, and then you just need to top it off with a stove or something of that nature, or that solar heat, which we talked about earlier. But I changed the subject just a little bit. I called one of our instructors, our Australian instructor, and we had a good conversation. And let me tell you, she is a wonderful person, and she is filled with knowledge. And I can't wait for her book to come out, because I'm one that is definitely going to purchase a copy of it. The experiences that she's had is just bad. It's just amazing. I can't stand about her.
We're talking about Gwyneth Isaac's class. Gwyneth Isaac's called in years and years ago, and I was so impressed with her. I invited her to, you know, call in again and again, and then I asked her if she'd like to be on the air, and so she has the Wednesday time slot for 2 hours. She is that good, and so she's never been a broadcaster, but she is trained as an environmental scientist. She went to University of Melbourne. She's degreed as an environmental scientist. So she can talk about climate. She can talk about geology. She knows about the royalty. She knows about history. There's probably very few subjects that she cannot talk about, because I don't know of any. But she is well-read, well-versed, and she can carry a pick and a shovel, knows how to use them, can plant a garden, and can survive off-grid all by herself. And I don't know too many people who can pull that off, especially a lady. Her husband passed away years ago, and she's had to make it go and raise her children by herself on a farm without electricity, other than a solar array, and even when her electrolyte went bad, she learned how to remove the electrolyte, neutralize the electrolyte, and then refill her nickel iron cells with electrolyte. So you got to hand it to her. She is really, really impressive. And I'm delighted to have sent her the emails that she sent me over a three-year period. And that's going to be the book, and it's called, it's all written. The book is written. All she has to do is assemble, all these hundreds of thousands of words, literally. And I've read some of them. It's quite something. And Greg, I've been reading your book. I read it to late last night. I'm almost done with it. It's taking me a lot longer because I'm reading every word like five or six times, literally. And you mentioned something in your book, and you talk about the old style of a solar still for distilling water. And one of the things that you mention is that the old style, which is just slanted glass that is in the sun, and the water evaporates, hits the slanted glass, cools on the slanted glass, drips down into a collection vessel. You talk about that, and you talk about why it is not scalable. Why, it's fine if you want to make a small amount. Like if you want to have a cup of coffee, you might, that'd be fine for that. But but if you want to water your garden or take a bath or, use it for domestic purposes, it's not scalable. And the reason is because of the surface tension of the water that's the problem. The droplets of water, the surface tension isn't strong enough to let that, the old design, if we call it that, to grow, to be a scalable, system that you can run on your farm. But I've been reading very, very carefully every word, in it, and it's quite something. So who is that going to be available to, the one that I'm looking at right now?
I'm going to make that available to everybody, all of our listeners. And I would suggest getting a copy of it because, water and the things I talk about are going to be such an issue. They have been for years. That's why there's been literally hundreds and thousands of millions and really billions of dollars spent trying to develop the solar still. And up to this point, they've all had the same dead end. But so much has been spent just on doubling or maybe even tripling the production of that slanted glass. It's just mind-blowing. And the reason that so much has been spent is because of the situations that we have globally with water, whether it's polluted or seawater. And
in the 70s,
yeah, I've had it.
In the 70s, I had an instructor, professor, and he said that we were going to, in my lifetime, he said about 40 years, so that'd be like 10 years ago, we would experience monumental problems. So this is what you guys are facing, you students are facing, 40 years from 1970, actually mid-70s, you'll be experiencing problems with energy, water, and trash. And was he right? Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of water on the planet, but most of it's not.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Greg Lesher's with us. Greg, what do you have for us in today's class?
Well, I was going to talk about a little bit about subsistence living and freedom and kind of what's going on in the world today. And I did, just wanted to mention that her book, what she was telling me last night is, you know, I should plant some cactuses. And she named these different cactuses and talked about the fruits that they bear. And, you know, you just need to water them pretty much once and they root and then they continue on. But what she's talking about is subsistence living. This is something that, you know, in a situation like mine where we've got a desert and you just, without lots of water, eventually you couldn't survive unless you had other things set up. But the cactus was, you know, one that she used, the fruit of them, and she talked about how she'd stir fry them in with other things. And she is subsistence living right now. And in that country, if you don't get vaccinated, you better know how to subsistence live. And that might be soon the case right here in the United States when they start shutting things down. But we were just talking about the water before the break. And most people, water really isn't a big issue in the United States because they turn on the tap and it's there. Or they go to the store and it's there. But when that happens to turn off and you can't, what are you going to do? Are you going to die? Or are you going to be prepared to know how to get water or to turn any water back into something that is usable? And if you have enough of it that you can grow your own food? These are things that we really need to think about. You know, I was reading through the scriptures the other day, and he said he will turn this earth upside down in 1 hour. Is the climate you're living in always going to be the climate that you're used to? If you're in a tropical climate, maybe not. Maybe you'll find yourself in a polar climate, living, you know, being in an area that was tropical at one time. And I know that they know that the planets, including the sun, have flipped polarities. Is that what he's talking about? I really don't know. But the best thing to do is always be prepared. Because what are you going to say to your children when I can't feed you, or I can't keep you warm, or I can't keep you cool? So this is something that we really need to do, and we really need to study. And I would suggest a copy of her book, and I would suggest a copy of my book, because one of the things that I figured out, the blessings that I received when I was faced with a water situation where the salt was content was so high, was how am I supposed to garden? Because that's what I was searching for, subsistence living, being able to take care of myself when I could no longer go to the grocery store or depend upon it. And let me tell you, the shelves are clearing out right now. They are getting bare. And it's well beyond time to start thinking about things like this. As our freedoms disappear, our freedom to trade, our freedom to travel, and our supply chains, unfortunately, such as China, being shut off, it's going to have an effect on every single one of us, and it's not going to be good. You know, there are groups right now, one of them is called Atlas Island, who are looking for freedom from paying taxes, freedom from tyrannical governments dictating their lives. And they're searching to use the ocean as freedom, to live on the ocean. And in order to do that, they figured you've got to be off the coast of any nation at least 200 miles. This is how bad these nations do not want you living free. But that movement is growing because they're losing their freedom. We're all losing our freedoms. Sounds like the break's coming up, but we'll talk a little bit more about it on the other side.
Greg Lesh is with us. And real water independence. Real water independence. You can search for it. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The Justice Department on Thursday charged four Belarusian government officials with conspiracy to commit aircraft piracy as part of an operation to arrest a dissident Belarusian journalist. The Belarusian opposition on The Guardian said the journalist was coerced to appear in a video broadcast on state TV.
We shouldn't believe any of the words of these people, including Roman Protasevich. Because you have to understand how these words are forced to say.
Prosecutors say the officials fabricated a bomb threat aboard a Ryanair flight carrying the journalist Roman Protasevich last May. As the Biden administration is regarding Russian escalation in Ukraine as almost a foregone conclusion, it should be noted the Russians are still at the table, and Vladimir Putin may be seeking concessions from the West rather than a military confrontation with their neighbor. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
President Biden continued to divide political parties when addressing the American people on Wednesday. He specifically called out Republican Senator and Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
The fundamental question is, what's Mitch for? Mitch has been very clear. He'd do anything to prevent Biden from being a success. I've had five Republican senators who've told me that they agree with whatever I'm talking about for them to do. But Joe, if I do this, I'm going to defeat him in the primary.
The senator on Fox News with his reply.
Well, my good friend, the president, got it wrong once again. I helped him pass a bipartisan infrastructure bill. I supported in the Senate a bill to deal with China and the computer chip shortage. If the president starts acting like a moderate, like he campaigned, we can do business. The reason we've not been speaking recently this year is because he adopted the Bernie Sanders prescription for America. He did that even though he got no mandate for it, a 50-50 Senate and a couple of seat majority in the House, and they couldn't get it through. And the reason they couldn't get it through, the American people are not for all of this. They thought they were electing a moderate. If the president wants to reinvent himself and come back to the middle, we have things to talk about that we can work on together.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
This can be slight and when you go for 2 seconds
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kirk's going to be with us hour number two, and one of the things he's going to be talking about is 5G and the dangers, and he is a radio frequency engineer. And I'm going to ask him before we start, are you sure you want to do this? Because it could be at his own financial peril to talk about this, because that's how he earns his living, with radio frequency design. Greg Lesher, I was on the air yesterday with Kathy in class, and she asked me about supply chain. I just wanted to ask you and see, get your take on this, because it's all germane to your discussion. So she asked me what my thoughts were about the supply chain, and I said, well, the trucks, and you were in the trucking industry, that's why I'm asking you. The trucks deliver the parts to the warehouses that deliver the parts via truck to the facilities that sell the parts to the truck repair centers. And my question is, if the trucks slow down and they slow down the delivery of the parts that are used to repair the trucks that deliver the supply chain, is this not a downward spiral? Because there'll be fewer and fewer trucks on the road because they can't get the parts because there are fewer trucks on the road ad infinitum. Is that accurate or inaccurate, or what are your thoughts?
You know, I used to go into a a shop to have a big truck worked on, and they had the parts right there. Now you go in, and they say, "Well, we'll see where we can get the part." And you say, "What do you mean?" "Well, we'll see where the part, if we can, you know, where a part is." "Oh, there's one in Chicago." "Well, we're on the West Coast, you know, near the West Coast. We're in this Rocky Mountain area. So, you know, it'll be here next week." Of course, that puts the truck out of service for a while. And what do you do about that? You got to sit there,
Greg,
and wait for the part to get there.
Okay, so Greg, are you in agreement with me? Is that what you're saying? Because if they can get
the
part from Chicago, okay. So if they can get the part from Chicago and it arrives next week, that doesn't mean it gets installed next week. That means when the part arrives, then you get an appointment to bring the truck in to have the truck fixed. Is that right?
Absolutely. And something else they've done with this diesel exhaust fuel to take the so-called pollution out of the air by bringing it right to the ground, filtering it out and bringing, you know, spraying this sodium, I can't remember what it is.
It's urea. It's horse urine, but it's equivalent of horse urine.
Yeah. In fact, that, you know, a gallon of urine will actually work and keep the truck running. But anyway, the problems associated with that system are tremendous. The trucks are breaking down. It uses 35 horsepower just to heat the thing up to work. And to have that installed, if a part goes, you know, it might cost you $20,000, $30,000 when that part goes down. And a lot of trucks have been just finding someone to delete that whole thing from their system. And then, of course, if you get caught doing that in California, the fines are tremendous. This is one of the reasons why the trucking industry and the supply chain in Long Beach, California, for instance, are having such a hard time finding drivers to come in there and do this, because Governor Newsom will not let the trucks that have been in those ports, those longshoremen, and the trucks into the port to pick up these trailers because they don't have this system installed on their truck. And frankly, most of these people that have been doing this for their whole life can't afford to spend $150,000 for a new tractor. And therefore, we've had quite a time. And they don't let that cat out of the bag. It's the drivers that will tell you this. But this is the reason the supply chain is broken down and those ships are sitting out there. I was talking to someone who ordered, you know, went to the store to get a bag of gummy bears. And the whole bag of gummy bears was melted together because they had been sitting out there off the coast, melting in the sun.
Greg, here's an interesting consideration. So the military vehicles, the fighter jets, the air transport airplanes, the trains, you know, large trains, the president's bomb-proof motorcade, they don't have the exhaust emission systems that are demanded and mandated for the people to have. And these exhaust emission systems are all add-ons. Every one of them is an add-on rather than a redesign to have the engines become more efficient. So what happens is exactly what Greg said. 35 horsepower is taken up just to run the emission system, which means 35 horsepower's worth of fuel is consumed. Extra fuel is wasted for the emission system, which could have been entirely replaced, and the whole engine would get better efficiency if it were redesigned in the first place. But what the government does is they come up with these mandates, and the engineers at the engine manufacturing plants can't come up with the designs fast as the government says you will do it. The government is just, you know, you're going to fix this system in 2 years, and they can't do it. The engines can't be redesigned in 2 years and tested and made, you know, make sure that they're durable in 2 years. So because of that, we have these air pumps, we have exhaust gas recirculation. I mean, think about it. Who in their right mind would hook up their toilet to their faucet in the kitchen? Who would do that? That's what exhaust gas recirculation is. That's the metaphor.
I can tell you that
I used to race cars, and I can tell you nobody in their right mind said, hey, Vinny, listen, I got a great idea. You know, if we could just hook up a pipe and put the exhaust back through the carburetor, or the fuel injection system, or the intake manifold, this car would run faster. It's not true. It makes it run terribly. And that's what Detroit has done, because the federal government has told them, you will do it. That's what's happened. So we're wasting energy. We're using more energy. We're getting worse miles per gallon in trucks. I mean, I've got a pickup truck that'll get maybe 23 miles to the gallon. Will a new pickup truck get 23 miles to the gallon? I don't think so. A Mercedes could get 45 miles to the gallon. I know it can. I know a Mercedes diesel can get 45 miles to the gallon. I'm talking about an old one. I know it. But the new ones don't. Why? And they're working with Mickey Mouse things like 9-speed transmissions that don't last very long because they're too complicated. Greg, the system is broken. We can't get the parts. The parts come from China. The parts don't have the right dimensional tolerances. They don't fit. They're thin. They're substandard.
They fail to break down.
Right.
You have to keep ordering.
Our son was at the kitchen table this morning, and he had the dial caliper out, and he was measuring in thousandths of an inch why the new Chinese light bulbs for his truck that he ordered on eBay won't fit. So he's there taking pictures, sending them to the guy on eBay saying, these don't fit, here's why. Here's the dimensions they should be, here's the dimensions that these bulbs are. They don't fit, they will not work. And the guy's saying, huh, where do they come from? They come from China. It's like everything else that comes from China that doesn't fit, including shoes. I'm sorry, Greg, back to you.
Have you ever tried to read Chinese instructions, in English? I mean, obviously it was a Chinese person who put together these instructions that knew a little bit of English. It's just insane. They don't make sense. Instead of hiring someone from the United States to give instructions on how to use the product, the instructions are a complete joke. I've done this time and time before, and I thought, well, all they need to do is change a few words here, and it would make sense. But, you know, if you don't have half a brain, which a lot of the American public don't seem to do, they're used to having things done for them, the instructions are kind of worthless. But bottom line is that we're seeing an end of life as we know it. We're seeing an end of society. We're seeing survival that we better be preparing for. because store shelves will be bare. And if you don't know how to machine things yourself and have the electricity and the materials to do it, you're just going to have to do without it. It's as simple as that. You know, I go around through the desert and find little pieces of pottery that the Indians have made laying around and arrowheads, and I realize these people knew how to survive, and we don't have a chance. And it was tough for them. You know, what are we going to do in a situation like that? I just can't stress enough to educate yourself. Learn how to take care of your water, your food, live off the land, learn about the native plants, start preparing for, you know, the next winter. If you don't have that propane being able to be delivered, what are you going to do to stay warm? Yeah, I really, there's a scripture. It says, with great knowledge comes great sorrow. The more you learn, the more sorrow you feel. And what I'm seeing is causing a lot of sorrow because I'm seeing a lot of children and a lot of families suffer needlessly. Because it seems to be that the purpose of every government right now is to kill, steal, and destroy. We elected our officials to protect our interests and our way of life, not to force upon us experimental vaccines and use us as guinea pigs and to force that upon us. People, we need to wake up. Their interests are not our interests. Not at all. Not even close. They would rather see most of us pass away. Or as Bill Gates would use us to put to spray out into a field of GMO crops. This earth was meant for us. Yeah, go ahead.
When our son was 11 years old, he really liked reading about history. He was homeschooled. And I said to him, so what do you think, what's royalty? What does that mean to you? He said, oh, Dad, that's easy. Those are the people who are willing to kill more than anyone else. That's an 11-year-old who said that. Royalty, they're the ones who are willing to kill more than anyone else. Now, royalty doesn't have to be royalty. It could be just any government on the planet. We'll be right back.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Craig Lesher's with us. Website, realwaterindependence.com. Realwaterindependence.com. One word, realwaterindependence.com. And class, the reason the book is held up is my fault, because I haven't finished reading it. Greg asked me to read it before it goes to publication. And so I am diligently working and through it, reading every single word 4, 5, 6 times, literally. So I'm sure it's going to be out soon. Greg, based on what you know about the supply chain, what do you recommend that we do? Based on your experiences as a owner of several trucks, I'm talking about big trucks, what do you recommend we do? That's the question that Kathy asked me, so I'd like to pass. I answered it yesterday. What are your thoughts, please?
Well, I, of course, got rid of those trucks because I could see the future. And I'll tell you what happened. One day, this is what woke me up. One day I hit the brakes because a deer jumped out in front of me. And I had freight damage. And I had a load of VCRs, you know, at that time, that when it was forehead, top stereo VCRs, which we were buying for $200-$300 a piece. And I had some welders behind that crushed them all. And I was kind of afraid because of the deductible on the insurance and everything. And I went to the insurance agency, and they said, don't worry about it. I said, well, what do you mean? She goes, we only pay for what they pay for them from China, or, you know, shipping them from overseas. I said, well, what was the price on those? They said $15 a piece. And it hit me like a rock that $15 a piece, we couldn't even produce the case, the plastic case around the VCR for $15. Yet we were getting all this technology stereo hi-fi forehead VCRs for $15 a piece. And those people, those factories that we had that used to produce those things were gone. Now they turned into a little office that moved paper. I realized that we were had hard times were coming quickly because I realized, you know, what are we going to do for a living if we can't produce? So I got rid of, I got out of the trucking, and that was one of the factors that got me out of it and started getting me prepared. And what I did right now, and what I would do is get all the grain and dehydrated dried food that you can store, because eventually you're not going to get it. And if you cannot produce it, or if you have a storm or have to move, which some of us may just have to do, you better have something on hand to live on. And for quite a long time, I don't know, things are not going to get better. They're not intended to get better until they completely wipe most of the population out. Their plan will be to use who's left as their own little servants and slaves. And it's just, the Lord's not going to allow it. It's not going to succeed. So learn how to create drinking water that's cleaner than anything that you'd see, you buy out of a bottle at the store yourself, out of any source of water, and in the quantities that you'll need to water your plants, to take care of your families, to keep yourself clean. Just, you know, it's not time to sit around and wait. You know, to sit there and watch the stock market and decide how you're going to make your next dollar. It's time to prepare people. There's a little book I want everybody to just look up. It's a little pamphlet. It was written a long time ago. It's Frederick Bastiat, The Law. And if you haven't read that, this is The Nature of All Men. And it's very enlightening. Vincent, have you read this book?
No, I haven't. Frederick Bastiat, B-A-S-K-E-T?
Bastiat.
Okay.
Bastiat.
It's called The Law.
It's called The Law.
Uh-huh.
Back in the 1800s, it was written. And it talks about the nature of people. And basically one living off of another one. And living off of many people so that they don't have to break a sweat. But it is so fantastic and so true. Frederick Bastiat, The Law. It's just a pamphlet, little sized book, but it is, you know, maybe we should talk about that next Friday. Get a copy of it online or something, and let's have a chat about that, because.
Okay, I'll spell it for you, class. Frederick, F-R-E-D-E-R-I-C, B-A-S-T-I-A-T, B-A-S-T-I-A-T. It was first published in 1850, well over 100 years ago. And,
that's your homework.
So, okay. And my homework is to finish your reading your book. And, class, it's my fault that it's not out yet, but I'm working diligently on it.
Well, we want something that's going to be powerful.
This is pretty powerful. It talks about why you need to move away from people, because the marauders will focus on easy pickings, and the marauders are already out now. They've already started. So
they're turning them loose out of the prisons.
Absolutely, and they've all been trained by each other. Craig.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now, 800-998-7173, 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.